It's Thursday, June 3rd, AD 2021. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes, written by Jonathan Clark and heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Muslim Fulani herdsman shot and killed a Nigerian pastor and his 3-year-old son last month. Pastor Leviticus Makpa served as a church planter and started a school in a local village. Makpa's wife and daughter were able to escape the attack on their mission's base. Makpa had faced attacks before, but that did not stop his ministry. A close associate, Samuel Solomon, said, quote, "He knew his life was at stake, but burden for souls won't let him run away from the field," end quote. 2 Timothy 4, verse 6 says, "For I am already being poured out as a drink offering, and the time of my departure is at hand. I have fought the good fight. I have finished the race. I have kept the faith." Israel lifted nearly all of its COVID-19 restrictions on Tuesday, as the daily infection rate has stayed close to zero. Israelis will no longer need proof of vaccination to enter restaurants and gyms, and the government has lifted restrictions on indoor and outdoor gatherings. The Secretary for Atheists in Kenya Society announced Saturday that he had stepped down from his position since he had found Christ and no longer wanted to promote atheism in the African country. Seth Mahiga appeared at church the next day, telling the congregation he had been going through difficulties in life, but that he was glad to be there. The pastor prayed for Mahiga and all those deceived by atheism.
All those people who are in darkness, you know, the atheists who say there is no God, we pray, may the grace of God reach out to wherever they are right now in the mighty name of Jesus.
Luke 15, verse 7 says, "There will be more joy in heaven over one sinner who repents than over 99 just persons who need no repentance." The U.S. Supreme Court is headed into the last month of its current term. Major cases yet to be decided involve the validity of Obamacare, religious liberty rights, and voting restrictions. In the religious liberty case, a faith-based foster agency is fighting to remain in Philadelphia's foster care program. The city removed Catholic Social Services from the program since the agency will not put children in homosexual homes. Last month, Lubbock, Texas became the first sanctuary city for the unborn in the nation, where an abortion mill already exists. In response to the new anti-abortion ordinance, Planned Parenthood said they would suspend abortions. Also, a U.S. district judge dismissed Planned Parenthood's lawsuit against the city over the ordinance. A founder of the Black Lives Matter chapter in St. Paul, Minnesota, recently spoke out on why he left the organization. Rashad Turner founded the chapter in 2015, thinking it stood for what its name implies, that black lives do matter. However, Turner called out the, quote, "ugly truth," end quote, of BLM's positions on family and education.
"After a year on the inside, I learned they had little concern for rebuilding black families, and they cared even less about improving the quality of education for students in Minneapolis. That was made clear when they publicly denounced charter schools alongside the teachers union. I was an insider in Black Lives Matter, and I learned the ugly truth. The moratorium on charter schools does not support rebuilding the black family, but it does create barriers to a better education for black children."
Plus, Turner noted how Black Lives Matter's website previously said it wanted to, quote, "disrupt the nuclear family structure," end quote. Do you have a biblical worldview? According to a George Barna survey, 80% of born-again Christians claim to have a biblical worldview. But according to dozens of Christian worldview questions, only 19% actually do. Today, as I guest host for Kevin Swanson on Generations Radio, I interview Dr. Owen Stran, who, along with Dr. George Barna, just launched the Center for Biblical Worldview at Family Research Council. Listen to this soundbite.
I think what we're seeing in this survey from George Barna is that there just is not much of a focus on taking people past the ground floor level of Christianity. So great, we've gotten somebody to confess Jesus Christ as Savior, as Lord. That's wonderful. Praise God for that. But now there are 25 more floors they need to go up as a Christian. They need to learn a lot more truth and not just stay in the basement for the next 35 years of their life.
If you'd like to hear my entire 30-minute interview with Dr. Strand, go to generations.org/radio. Half of U.S. states have cut the Biden administration's pandemic aid of $300 per week in unemployment benefits. Maryland became the latest state to cut the funding on Tuesday. The Republican-led states warned that the free money was keeping people from rejoining the workforce. And finally, Barna reports that 30% of U.S. adults read the Bible at least once a week, based on data between 2005 and 2021. Barna released a list of the top 50 cities where Americans most consistently read the Bible. Not surprisingly, the list featured cities across the Bible Belt. The top five cities were Monroe, Louisiana, Montgomery, Alabama, Tyler, Texas, Jackson, Mississippi, and Macon, Georgia. James 1, verses 22 and 25 exhorts those who read the Bible, "Be doers of the word and not hearers only, deceiving yourselves. He who looks into the perfect law of liberty and continues in it, and is not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the word, this one will be blessed in what he does." And that's The Worldview in 5 minutes on this Thursday, June 3rd in the year of our Lord, 2021. Subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com or get the Generations app through Google Play or the App Store. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.